Sativ production.
Only podcast planning on setting our mascot on fire. It's the RT podcast.
The rumor mill doth turn.
I am your treacherous leader of evil plans, Armando Torres, and joining me, as always, is
the minister of machinations, Andrew Rosas, with bringing hands.
And of course,
I've decided to become a white woman to save the podcast. Clearly, this is what we've been missing the whole time.
It is true. For audio listeners...
What?
For audio listeners, Kayla's in whiteface. It's very disturbing. No, it's a mask.
It's a mask.
It's a mask.
It's, you're in white mask.
Is that better or worse?
Somebody stop
you. I don't know. What is the mask of?
I don't know.
Does anyone know?
I found it in the hallway.
So,
and it just said sample.
I don't like that at all. Don't be picking up random masks. That's how you start. That's how you become the king of the rumba beat.
Yeah, that's how you get face lice.
That's how you become Cuban beat.
I don't know if this is like weirdly racist towards Asian people.
Yeah,
or
the mask is more of a color. I wish it wasn't.
Uh-huh.
And also
Pink.
I think it's a drag queen.
It's a drag queen.
I think
queen.
It's a drag queen. That's what I was going to say. It's either racist towards Asian people or proud of drag
or
people.
Or racist towards drag queens.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I thought they loved racing, those drag queens.
Oh, my God.
No, back, baby.
We're so back. Oh, my producer's telling me we're gone? We're gone in 2 weeks. Okay, great.
But our cameraman with an earring loved it.
Yes, sir.
So in case you're wondering what we were talking about, what's up?
Memoirs of a Slasha.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry. That stopped my heart for a second.
All right. Well, that's the podcast. We're not going to top that. That's it. Good night, everybody. Now, in case you're wondering what that the beginning of the podcast was, we are currently in the writing phase and pre-production phase of one last cool project that the three of us are working on.
At Rooster Teeth.
At Rooster Teeth.
Be very specific about
that. No, the last project I'm working on.
Okay, cool.
After this one,
after this, starting a car in a closed garage.
No, I'm preferential to Griff's plan of maxing out my credit cards in Italy and pill sandwich in Milan
on a balcony in a linen shirt.
Oof. There's no better way to die than in a linen shirt.
Truly.
In case you're wondering what we were talking about at the beginning, we're working on our last project here at Rooster Teeth.
Yeah.
And we've been pretty secretive over what it is, other than the fact that one of the major plot points is our beloved mascot, Artie.
Universally loved and renowned and favored by everyone.
Yeah. Giant puppet Muppet baby Artie dies in the project that we're working on.
Yeah.
And that is what we told a couple of people and sent out there into the company so that we could get people on board for the production side of things.
Yeah.
Camera action.
And then some rumors got started based off of that.
A little bit of telephone.
A little game of like Purple Monkey Dishwasher telephone ass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it evolved from Artie dies, which you don't even see in production. It has already occurred.
Yeah.
It has already occurred.
And
that turned into us getting an email from the head of marketing going, the sketch cannot move forward.
Yeah.
Because he had heard that we were planning on burning Artie.
Like lighting the costume that we have on fire, actually.
Yeah.
Like burning an effigy.
Yeah.
Like,
We never said we were going to do.
We never said we were going to do.
And would never do.
Here's the reason I can't get that mad at this happening is it does sound like something we would
do. It does sound like something we have pitched.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Again, it's like I can't be 100% mad because that is on brand antics.
If someone told me that we told them that we were going to do that, I would believe them.
Right.
And that's on us being three little boys who cry wolf.
Yeah. Now, we do plan on setting Gavin on fire, though.
Oh, 100%.
That got approved, though, because he said as long as we film it in slow-mo.
Yeah. As long as we use that camera. It's watch this man burn at 7,000 frames a second.
Oh, boy.
And when you're on fire, it feels like that. Every second does feel like an eternity.
Yeah, except for that 30-second ad break that happens in the middle of my death.
Shady rays!
They don't want to know that they fucked up because you burned yourself alive.
If your sunglasses melt to your face while you're engulfed in flames...
And you survive, they'll replace them. No questions asked.
They don't care.
I'm going to miss doing Shady Rays ads.
Just in the hospital, covered in mummified in bandages with Shady Rays. Over. Beep. Beep.
You just... One beep. Thumb up through the cast.
No. Beep. And then they flip the shades part down.
It's like a soldier dying. Instead of closing the eyes, it's putting the shades down. Yeah.
Oh, man. They're not even sponsoring this episode.
We just like them.
We just love them.
We just love Shady Rays. Oh, my God. You were telling me, Griff, about something that happened to you this morning. I don't know if you wanted to share it with all the people.
What was it?
You just made a certain discovery.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys know that we can't look at porn anymore in Texas? Has anyone tried to jerk off in the past 2 weeks?
No. What? Well, here's the thing.
Because I tried.
Everyone else here is just informed on the news and knew this was happening and has happened for some time. The rest of us have used social media to know that this was a thing happening.
I'm not on Twitter. It makes me too sad.
I know. And that's why you came in this morning grumpy. And I went, what's wrong? And you went... Did you know they blocked all the porn sites? Which tells me a lot about your morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I had to have sex with my stupid girlfriend.
Hey, Griff, Ball's looking a little blue there. What's happening?
Did you guys hear about the porn sites?
Guys, yeah.
Why did they do that? They did that so that they could verify age, right?
Yeah. And to wage some bullshit culture war one's interested. Like, 8% of the population is interested, and the rest are going to be like, the rest are going to have a rude awakening.
Yeah.
When they log on to enter site here. And
it's affiliates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I found out it's mostly the affiliates.
There is a lot of those. I found that if you go to good Christian, they're definitely already married, having
consensual relationship.
For procreation.
Within the bonds of marriage for procreation.
Actually, they cared about the procreation and the married part, but weirdly, they didn't care about the consensual part at all.
That
tracks.
Yeah. But if you go there, that still works.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hand-holding, which is my kink.
But
I like a different kind of hand job. It's holding. That's the job.
It's weird that you can just do that, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not have anyone vote on it. You can just say, I don't think anyone should jerk off anymore. And then the Supreme Court says, yeah, okay.
Well, I hate the idea that this is what they think people are going to stop jerking it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if any of you have been middle school aged boys before, mm-hmm. but I'll jerk off to a pair of titties that I drew myself. I have the ability to
close. Do you
still
have that ability, though?
Yes. Well, no. It's been jaded by years of pornography.
Yeah.
But I could get back to it.
Okay. Yeah. You could work back up to it. It's like resistance training. I mean, when I was 14, I couldn't walk through the produce section without getting sprung.
Yeah.
You just like, cantaloupes.
Cabbage.
Melons.
God,
banana.
Yeah, basically two round things kind of near each other when you're 14 is just, it's over. It's so over.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
I had no idea. Apparently, it's been like 2 weeks now.
Yeah,
so I'll let you know what I do with my time.
Yeah, fuck. You haven't been jerking it in 2 weeks. I found out immediately. I found out that it had passed, and then I went to make sure, and then I got horny looking at the Pornhub logo.
Looking at the thing that said you can't access this website, and you were just like, access.
And I was like, I was like, tell me what else I can't do.
My stepmom called me from stuck in a dryer, and I knew.
Yeah, so apparently everyone's just like using VPNs or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you think this is going to lead to a lot of people voting for the first time? Yeah, coding for the first time and using VPNs.
Oh, I said voting.
Oh, voting. Sure.
I'm gonna learn coding.
Ted Cruz can still lose.
Here's the thing. It's like, I think that a few people are going to get tech savvy and learn how to use VPNs. I think a lot of people are going to be mad when they go to the ballot box. But how many people do you think are going to just start getting into really weird, specific hobbies?
Here's the thing. None. Because the people who are going to... Okay, here's the thing. I feel like the people that they want affected by it know how to use a VPN.
Yeah.
And the people who vote for them are less likely to know how to use a VPN.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's going to cause frustrations amongst that, and then they're going to have to just get rid of it and back it back or something.
Mm. I don't even get the point of trying to get rid of it. I guess it's the belief that it's immoral to watch pornography.
No, they're saying like if a kid wants to buy a porno DVD, they have to be 18 and show an ID. So how is that different from us collecting a picture of your ID, your IP address, and then all of the stuff you jerk off to and having that all compiled together in a thing that definitely can be hacked and also used as blackmail maybe?
Because
it's one thing if I go and buy a fucking, if I go to the adult megaplex on 35 and buy a porno tape and show some dude vaping in the fucking store my ID, but having to upload a picture of it to a database that is now just belongs to the Republican Party of Texas. So
you can buy a magazine from a ponytail sticking out of a vape cloud.
No, it's just magazine.
I love this idea that you guys are putting forth that buying pornography in Texas is like buying a gun in the rest of America.
Yeah, you have to show ID, they do a background check, and if it's not the way that they want it to be, you don't get to do it.
In Texas, all you have to be able to do is fog a mirror.
Yeah.
That's all you have to be able to get a gun.
It's easier to get seven guns than seven dildos. One of those is illegal in Texas, and the other one isn't.
I got a lot of magazines, not the ones you'd hope.
Buns and ammo.
Yeah, dude, check this out. I just got open carry pornography. I just got a fucking dick on my hip. That's called the big iron on my hip.
Yeah. Dude, it's one of those things where it's like one of those things. I guess we could talk politics since the last three episodes. Well, I don't get though, because I'm just like, jerking off is the only thing keeping Gen Z from mobilizing.
Hold on.
So one of the things that the Republican Party is worried about right now is that Gen Z skews more liberal. They just do.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get rid of TikTok because it's showing them too much genocide in real time, and they're banning the pornography because it's making the kids gay. It's not about the porn. It's about the way it's worded is access to any adult material. So that's adult material as defined by whoever's in charge. So that could be like, I don't know, porn or like anything about LGBTQ history or being trans and getting hormones or anything else that that dude in the wheelchair thinks is yucky. So it's all being regulated, and that's
FDR.
That's like, what the base of it
Stephen
is.
Stephen Hawking, what the fuck?
But I'm like, well, now you've just taken away the two things that's keeping them distracted from what's going on. So now they're just gonna go vote more because they think it works.
Yeah. Well, I've also learned
you've activated a base and a shaft and a tip.
But once you get rid of pornography, the balls become active, and that's when you have problems.
Yeah, but like I don't get that. I don't get the IVF ban. They want people like
in vitro fertilization.
Yeah, in Alabama, it's like illegal now or some shit.
What?
And that again, it makes sense because it's like I guess they don't want gay people making babies on their own. Mm-hmm. But also like you also it's they don't want IVF. They don't want birth control. They don't want abortion. They don't want free childcare.
Hold on.
So what are we supposed to do?
I'm sorry. The people who believe that their savior was a baby born without having sex want to ban IVF.
Yes.
That's...
I mean, if you...
Hold on. I got to call John Oliver. I've got a hell of a joke for you.
And before that, they were like, also, just so you know, an embryo made with IVF is a living child.
I mean, I wish I could buy stock in cognitive dissonance because I'd be a billionaire. I'd have enough money to run for public office or support to completely...
Nothing makes sense. And all of this coming from the party of small government.
the party coming from government not being able to tell us what to do.
Yeah.
I hate talking politics because I don't know enough about it to to be smart.
But I dumb it down.
Yeah, and you make it very fun, and then also very scary because I'm learning.
Well, no, it is scary.
Yeah, it's terrifying that I can't jerk
this
it.
This year sucks.
Yeah, it fucking sucks, and I can't even get the sucks that I like to get.
No, not in Texas.
That fucking blows, and not even the type of blows.
Yeah, we can only get the blows we don't like in Texas.
I have to give credit to producer Tyler for giving me this joke, but I'm holding up in my apartment with all the pornography I can have, and I'm calling it Alamo 2.0, and I'm waving a flag with a dildo as the pole, and it says "Come and take it," and "Come" is spelled
with the U.
Guys, it's right. Oh, perfect, perfect. Yeah. I love it.
Although maybe this is the chance for some little porn.com upstart to really just stick it to Texas.
There's a few of them that are still active.
Yeah, they are. We're not going to say them because they're listening.
Yeah. Because fucking Greg Abbott now is taking notes.
Greg Abbott has
he's got the scraper going.
He's got an ear with ear to a cup against a wall.
I kind of want to just like start typing in websites that have X's in them just to see like what accidentally has been locked.
Do you think there's ever been a website that starts with an X that isn't a porn website? Like
when do you think I bought my last xylophone, guys?
If you go to xylophone.com right now, I bet you can
it's
see
porn.
A butt.
I bet there's it's an a ass. Butt. Yeah. Xylophone.com. Oh, right.
Have you been to
there's
Twitter?
So much porn on Twitter. What are you talking
it's
about?
It's mostly pornography.
what's funny is
pussy
the, bio. The desktop version of x.com does not work. You can't.
What?
You cannot go. Type x.com into your search.
And it doesn't do anything?
You cannot log in there. It's completely fucking broken.
Does he even actually have it?
Xylophone.com is for sale.
What?
We could get it.
How much?
Buy it now. Buy it now.
69.
Fuck.
1,000.
Nice.
1,000.
No, but probably.
Can we expense it?
How many more things can we expense?
Like 3. Yeah, it still goes to twitter.com.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's
just porn. A redirect site. Yeah, immediately. Boom, immediately.
That's funny.
Any website with that starts with an X in the domain that is listed to a current domain, because the thing is, if you go to xylophone.com, it says this domain might be for sale, and then a YouTube video about Coca-Cola. So, like, any website with an actual tied website, I believe, is pornography. And if you think I'm wrong, comment down below with your proof.
With your proof.
Stop
if and you
staying
dare.
On me when I'm perfect.
We'll cut around.
There's no rules anymore.
Yeah.
No gods, no masters. We're off the leash.
Producer Tyler, by the way, brought up a great point right now, which is that because we only have a few more weeks of this podcast left, technically, we have a budget of, I think it's like $100 a week that we used to, by the way, when we first took the show over, that we used to blow way the fuck over. Yeah. Remember that? When we were renting guns every week and like fucking...
Yeah, can we get a gun?
Can we get a gun? Like a real
can
one this time?
Can we buy a gun this time?
You can get a Browning shotgun for like $120.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what can I get a white one? What I'm saying here is that we've got $100 an episode
like
that we haven't spent.
Bucks.
Yeah, in the last several weeks. Why? What?
We
why?
Could do a pizza party, or we could buy a gun.
No, I don't want to do something that's good for everyone.
No,
else.
That's what I'm saying. I want to buy a gun.
Well, okay. Aside from a gun, what is the wildest thing that we could buy an expense to the company? Because there's like
xylophone.com. No,
that's pretty good.
What could we do with $100? Only have $100.
Well, it's $100. It's $100 a week, but we haven't used $100. It's $300.
No, I'm saying we can use $300. Yeah.
Well,
how much is there?
How much is there? Because we haven't spent
any
money.
Of it, and we took like 2 weeks off.
Oh my god, I don't know what the craziest thing is that we could buy. I feel like.
We never got those suits. We want to get those Charo suits.
We should get the Charo suits. But $300 buys one. We can all share it. Get your size.
Yeah.
And then we can just wear it.
Yeah.
It'll be huge on me and really huge on you.
Yeah.
But,
and then a little small on me.
And then let's face it,
a little small on me. How much do you think a Quiznos franchise is? Probably like $500, right?
When is the last time you saw a physical Quiznos? They're out of Texas. They're
can
gone.
We buy
you can't
scratch
get
off
one
tickets?
Around here.
No, BFT already did that.
So?
Oh, not for content. Just
my one of my favorite retorts. Who cares? Like, they already did it. So, I'm not in it.
We also, okay, here's the thing. I'm not mad about it because it sounds like, when I say this, it sounds like I'm mad about it. Do you remember when we did that beforehand?
Yeah, we
before
did.
BFT, I think even worked
we
here.
We did it for a cold open.
And we won
$5. $5, yeah. That's right.
God, we should have bought open. Way more fucking tickets.
I think we use that 300 and we don't buy scratchers. We buy fucking actual, like, others. Ones that you can win actual money.
How much is a plane ticket to Vegas? Okay.
Oh,
how about
I can tell you it's $164. I bought one this morning.
There we go.
There it
okay,
is.
So we buy 3 one-way tickets to Vegas.
And we have to win
our way
back. Yeah.
Didn't we pitch
we
that?
Did pitch we did that. Pitch that.
That was the poker game.
Wait, yeah. Tyler, can we go to Vegas?
We can't technically leave the studio.
Yeah, we're not allowed.
We have stuff brought here.
We could have stuff brought here. Anyway, we'll figure out what to do with this money when we have it. And speaking of you and your shit and stuff you were up to, you went to PAX.
I did. I went to PAX East this weekend.
How was it?
It was lit. Okay, first of all, I landed and it was 19 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Fahrenheit?
Yeah. And then the next day it was 30, felt like 19. And then the next day it was 30 and raining. And then the day after that, it was 30, felt like 19. And then when I left, it was a warm and balmy 42 degrees.
Ooh.
No one should live in Boston.
It was horrifying.
I hit you up and told you that I was jealous because I love the cold.
Actually, I do too.
Yeah. The cold is my favorite place to be.
I mean, it was nice enough when prepared. I think if I had gloves, I would have had a better time.
Oh, gloves are necessary. That's something I learned when I went to Minnesota is because I thought that, like, okay.
But I also, like, slipped in frozen piss. So, like.
Well, that's just part of it.
Yeah, that's
like
that.
That's when you got off the plane.
Yeah.
That's their welcome wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they have instead of frozen lemonade. Yeah, you got to learn. First of all, you got to wear better shoes. Or you got to wear worse shoes like me. Cortez shoes, which have absolutely no grip on them.
Which might as well be wearing two bars of soap on your feet.
Yeah, fucking crip walk on the piss.
You think it wouldn't be because, like, I feel like if you're wearing Cortezes, you do a lot of running away from the police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have absolutely no grip. Mm-mm. But that makes them really good for sliding up and down fences.
You get away like Sonic at the beginning of Sonic Adventure 2 Battle City Escape.
Yeah, well, yeah, because when I put on my Cortez shoes, my legs can go full circle.
Yeah. And and all of a sudden bongos come out. Boogity, 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 boogity. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it was lit. I saw a bunch of indie devs. So a lot of cool games are coming out this year.
Oh.
I think I might get into streaming.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because we don't have jobs anymore. So I was like, what do unemployed people do? Shame.
Well, we still have some jobs. I saw Blizz is streaming right now.
Yeah.
And for reference, it's like 11 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Well, he'd usually be doing that for Inside Gaming.
Yeah,
but
fair enough.
They don't do that anymore.
Fair enough. I guess they just don't care as much as we do.
Yeah, no. We're the only ones who want to work anymore.
Gen Z millennial. Is he Gen Z?
Gen Z. Ugh. He's like the oldest. He's like a geriatric Gen Z.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, don't say that.
That's what I am, too,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, you're both geriatric Gen Zs.
I'm a geriatric millennial.
Yeah. You're just old, you fucking Gen X piece of shit.
I'm not Gen X.
Yeah, whatever.
You feel like it.
No, I don't have the, I would say that the thing that separates me from Gen X is that I don't have the, like, upward mobility. The thing that separates me from Gen X is that most Gen X people have a house. I do not.
Okay,
but
that's fair.
But they act like they came up through the hardest shit of all time.
But you're also an artist.
This is true.
And if you were a real Gen X, you would have sold out by now. He's a millennial. We've
figured it out. That's right. That's right. If I was Gen X, I would have sold out already.
I don't know. My parents are, I think, Gen X, and they don't. Neither of them own a house.
Well,
they're baby Gen Xers.
Also, you're like 4 years younger than my dad.
That's fucked up.
Maybe younger? Three.
Wait, younger?
Yeah, he's 3 years younger than my dad.
Isn't that fucked up?
Younger? Your
younger.
Dad fucked up.
What do you mean he fucked up?
Your dad blew it.
What do you mean you're not supposed to have a child at 15? What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
There's there's something, obviously, teen pregnancy is so bad because you get Amanda.
What?
But
no. I say, here's the thing.
Rack 'em.
No, no, no. Here's my argument.
Here's the thing. Teen pregnancy as a concept is bad, but also very funny. Because here's the thing. A 15-year-old who just has to be like, this is my son. It's like, that's not your son. You're the son. What are you talking about? Just a child with a child. Like, that's like when you get a dog. Mm-hmm. And you like
and you're a dog yourself.
No, it's like when you get a dog.
Dogs having dogs.
And then like when that dog's like two, you get like a puppy. Uh-huh. But it's just like a big dog, and you have like a really tiny dog, and it's just like, no, it'll be fine because like this dog will teach that dog how to behave.
No,
they're
won't.
Both dogs.
Yeah, no, exactly.
No,
that's
not.
Why the second dog's always shitty.
Yeah. I got my dog a dog, and they just are both bad.
They're both bad. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. So Mondo, what I'm saying.
No.
Not even getting your dog a dog. That's getting like you're getting your dog a crab.
Baby. Here, I think you're
a crab.
I think you're both wrong. Here's my argument.
It's so funny. You take your baby to your driving test?
You gonna take a driver's test?
I'm understanding how Teen Mom got pitched now.
Yeah, because it's awesome. Because it's so cool to have a dad that understands you because he was there 5 years ago.
It's cool to have a dad in the world's thinnest basketball shorts playing 2K.
Your dad called you slurs on Xbox Live.
He did. I feel like I've told this joke on this podcast before, but my father, because he was so young, it was a lot like having an older brother.
Yeah.
Because like he was not a great father, but he was a fantastic Madden player.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And here's my argument for why I think teen pregnancy is the best time to have a child.
Jesus Christ.
What are they going to do? Arrest me?
In Texas? No.
Yeah, no,
fair
no.
enough.
Yeah.
And I got to be clear. I'm talking about teens having babies with other teens.
Sure, preferably.
Only. Anything else, arrest.
Or
arrest.
In Texas.
Ugh, I hate you wanna, this fucking place.
Hey, you want to see it on the you want to see it in our government? That's what you got to do.
Mm.
I don't know what to tell you.
So here's my argument. Mm-hmm. I have a friend, stand-up comedian, okay. Andrew Tarr. Andrew Tarr is...
You looked at me and then like, Andrew...
Tarr.
Andrew Notzis.
Yeah. So
no,
sorry.
I have a friend, Andrew Tarr, who's a comedian. He is, I think, like 35, and I just found out his parents are in their 70s. Which means that they had him when they were like late 30s, early 40s.
Okay.
And Andrew Tarr is, by his own admission, the reason I mentioned he's a stand-up comic is because the things that I'm about to say are his jokes. Andrew Tarr is fucked up. He's tiny. He got a brain that work bad. And he's all like goofy. He's
sure.
just like, he describes himself as like, he's wrong.
Yeah.
And
right, right.
We were having conversation the other day. And I told him that my parents were like 15, 16 when they had me.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, now this makes so much more sense. You're big and strong because you were that newcome.
Yeah.
You were the first.
Yeah,
oh,
Mondo, yeah, Mondo, you were the sixth egg to drop.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
You were the sperm like right on Normandy Beach that didn't get gunned down by a German IUD.
And
no, he's the one on the boat that showed up after everyone else died.
Yeah, right after when they were reloading. Yeah. While they were reloading the fucking 50 cals.
Yeah. So we're getting real close to eugenics, I think. But
don't we always?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when in Texas. So
no IFV, no IVF.
Yeah, fair
Can't
enough.
Even do eugenics.
I think it's the best time to have a kid. Plus, you get to be there for your whole life.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like my parents had me when they were in their mid-20s. And I think about that, and I'm like, that's insane to
me.
That is insane. To like, but even how, so like, my parents had me when they were 27.
Mm-hmm.
Like, take a decade off that, and that's when your parents had, like, that's, I would not trust 15-year-old me to wax my car. Like, much less have a living, breathing child.
I don't like, want one now. I don't think I could do it now.
I want to be an old dad. I think I've decided. I'm like,
you
I'm
want to have
well,
kids?
First
yeah,
of all,
I think I'm
gonna be a stepdad, so it's fine.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of feeling it in these ripe old aged years. I think
you know that you're towards the end.
Yeah, that's your fight or flight activating. Yeah. You don't want kids.
You want to live forever. Yeah. And this is your body's way.
My body
doing.
Of having the legacy. Yeah, the legacy factor's kicking in, perhaps.
Because I've seen your cool stuff in your apartment,
and I couldn't
have
that.
When you
have
a kid, you don't get to have that. Also,
that is true. But see, that's why I'm going to have a basement at some point, because I'm going to have
to keep the kid in.
That's right. No, to have my cool stuff in the basement that no one touches. Yeah.
I hate that you give yourself the basement. Like, give yourself a cool room at least.
Basements fucking rock. A wood panel basement? Awesome.
You fucking a murderer?
No. The fucking wood panel basement rules.
I guess, but it's weird. Awesome. I don't know. I don't trust anyone who's like, you know where I want to spend all my time? Underground.
This sounds like some fucking Los Angeles.
We can't have basements
because the ground's always shifted.
Yeah, but it's
you're like,
fine.
What do you mean there's cellars? I don't like that. What happens if the big one comes through? It's like, we don't live on a tectonic plate, Armando. You can have a basement.
Yeah.
We have these houses in like the suburbs of Los Angeles that are like, so half of the first floor is underground. Have you ever seen these houses before?
Yeah.
I wish I had a picture. I would take too long to like Google it to find out what it is. But yeah, it's like if you're looking at the house and you're at street level, the window is like an inch or two off of the ground.
Yeah.
And you're what the fuck?
It's a non-committal basement.
Yeah. It looks like a house built for you and you're short ass.
Okay.
Damn. So,
why would the window need to be lower?
Yeah.
Because you're tiny.
But
I can still see out of windows.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, when you're on your tippy toes, when I give you uppies.
Okay.
So, yeah, when you're looking at it, it looks like a house built for tiny little griffs. But inside, the first half of, like, the first floor is underground, and then there's, like, stairs that go upstairs. And those have always confused me, because we're not allowed to have basements, or usually we don't have basements. But what makes that okay? How does that work? How does that house work?
I think that's just like, okay, well, answer me this, complete opposite. In a place that's so filled with fires and earthquakes and mudslides, why'd they build the house on the side of the mountain?
Oh,
on stilts?
In defiance of
on
God.
On stilts?
Yeah, truly.
On stilts?
Did you see what happened when the big rains happened?
No.
Those houses
did they slide down the fucking
slid
side
off the
of
fucking
the mountain?
Yeah.
Who could have foreseen that happening?
The insurance companies who didn't pay out very much money.
they fucking need it. Oh, did you see that fucking boat hit that bridge?
Yeah.
What the fuck is... That's crazy.
You saw that, right?
You saw that?
I woke up to this news.
Yeah.
I woke up to that and then the Pornhub thing. They were next to each other on the... You know Reddit, it'll have like the...
Oh,
they were one
yeah.
after the other.
I thought you saw a bridge collapsing and you went, I'm so fucking
Get
turned
horny.
On.
Yeah, it was like, I'm bummed out. I gotta bring the mood back around for the podcast.
My insides are revving like a 1,000-foot boat. Full steam ahead.
Yeah. No, the footage is insane.
It is insane.
It's like, smash.
It dusts like a Thanos snap. It's crazy.
Yeah, like
American infrastructure, so good.
Truly, man.
Not in need of any repair.
That bridge goes down.
Broke like the bridge I made for science.
For
Olympiad,
science, exactly.
Like
AP
fucking,
class.
Yeah,
out of matchsticks.
Matchsticks.
Oh, we used
popsicle sticks.
Yeah. We had. I guess we went to a better school than you.
Yeah.
But did your bridge give you a bunch of funny jokes? Because mine had a bunch of written on all the sticks. It was very cool.
He had to suck his old popsicles.
Yeah, you really do.
It's for science.
Yeah, that's why I had the best bridge, because I was the only one who could do this.
you ate popsicles like a cartoon eating a chicken leg?
Yeah, absolutely.
Pulling out a whole bone, a stark pure white bone in one fell swoop. Yeah.
Well, I'd show you a video of somebody doing that in real life, but the site got blocked, so I'm not allowed to go. And I guess this is the importance of saving all digital media, right?
Yeah. Because Texas could ban it, or like a conglomerate could shut it down. You never know.
Yeah. You never know.
Never know.
Buy physical media. We're going back, guys.
Yeah.
We got to go back.
I've only ever believed in physical media.
Gotta have it.
I don't believe physical media exists.
Or at least, my advice to you would be buy physical media and then back it up to your own hard drives.
Sure. Yeah,
that's the fail-safe method.
I guess my advice would be to steal it.
That too.
Yeah. Just piracy. Steal it. Yeah, just steal it. No, don't... not piracy.
No.
Break into the movie theater. Yeah. Mask over your face. Steal the reel.
You know, phones are so good now. I feel like you could just record an entire... I'm going to show you a video I shot on my phone. Uh-huh. Tell me I couldn't just record a movie theater screen and put this on the DVD and be fine with the quality.
Sure, yeah. Let me see it.
Hold on. Oh.
The movie is going to have text reminders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Text notifications, push notifications over them. But
no, that's fine. I have so many screenshots of the weather because I just kept sending it to people. Look at that. It's on my phone. I can make a movie on my phone.
This is bad.
No, not that. I got it off the screen before you deleted it. I feel confident that you could probably shoot a movie on the phone at this point.
I mean, you definitely can.
Like, Apple would definitely have you believe you can.
Have you ever seen how people make those shot on iPhone videos though? Mm-hmm. It's like it's shot on an iPhone and then we do so much stuff to it,
and then we process it also
in raw. It's shot on iPhone, in raw.
Yeah. Shot on iPhone in raw. It's I guess it's not some just guy behind the camera. No. There's a full production crew behind the thing.
Fucking around with just on an iPhone doing ISO aperture settings.
But and no, fuck that. They're not doing it on the phone. They've got a fucking remote iPad. They're controlling the iPhone with doing all that stuff a mile away from the fucking camera.
And then just this is Sergey.
Yeah.
He's our editor.
Yeah.
I just got a LinkedIn notification from our TD Fisher.
Are you adding us on LinkedIn right now?
Oh, interesting. I didn't get an ad. That's funny.
Yeah, it's because I have opportunities. I can film one of those filmed on an iPhone ads. Yeah, take care when connecting. For your safety, we recommend you only connect with people you know and trust.
Wow.
Decline invite.
Sure. Hey, this is one of the last episodes. Plug something personal. Who gives a fuck? What's your Instagram? What's your X? Just go ahead and plug it. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, you can follow me on at Mondo Does Stuff. MANDO Does Stuff, all one word. I stream until I get banned off of Twitch. They've already stopped publishing my videos.
Oh, do you use music?
Yes, but it's not just that. I also the other day I raided I think Joe, and I told my chat, who are the horny boys, by the way.
Okay.
That's what my chat is. It's a non-gendered term because we're all horny like teenage boys are. And I told them to go into Joe to his stream and threaten physical violence.
Oh, so targeted harassment from your community.
It's about 60 people joining his thread all at once to just be fuck you. And the best part is apparently right when I sent them, he left to go take a shit.
That's so funny.
So he was gone for 20 minutes.
He just came
minutes.
Back to abuse.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
To a stockpile of abuse.
Just here.
I also just found out how to do a chat bot, and now it has a bunch of really fun things, and some of my favorite are I started watching a BlizzBear stream to see what kind of stuff that they do.
Yeah.
And one of them is !! Hydrate, and it'll remind him that he should drink water.
Yeah.
But when you do that, my bot's shut your parasocial ass up, you stupid bitch. Hey, Armando, why don't you go get a brewski, or better yet, a twisted fucking tea? And I didn't think it would let me do that, and it does.
Wow.
It straight up will let you do that. Now there's a bunch of them, and all of them insult the audience.
Oh, that's going to be fun. I can't wait for that.
If you do !! Hello, it just says, LOL, shut up, dork. I fucking love it. God, I love it so much.
So Mondo Does Stuff.
Yeah, I stream. I do a podcast about cults called Cult Podcast. I make shorts. I make other podcasts. And go follow me. I do a lot of stand-up.
Oh, yeah. And see Mondo in the city near you, because he'll be out and about.
He'll be in it at some
point. I think
point.
When this episode comes out, I'll be in Kansas City.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Go see your boy.
I am the _indoor kid on almost everything I could get it on. And I don't really do much. I'm going to start doing stuff, though.
Start it.
Yeah, I'm going to start streaming. I'm going to start making stuff. I've been really into leather crafting.
What?
Oh,
leather
damn.
Crafting.
What do you mean?
Making stuff out of leather.
For
so wait,
what
so
purposes?
you're entering. I'm an elder millennial. You're an elder lesbian. You're entering your elder lesbian phase.
Yeah, I found my hobby. I thought it would be woodworking, but
can
I like
see
this
your phone
more.
Really quick? Can I see your phone really quick?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just open this up.
Yeah.
U-Haul ads.
Okay.
It's all U-Haul,
all right.
U-Haul ads.
All right.
God damn it.
All right. All
are
right.
these earring making classes?
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I would never make jewelry.
Oh, my God.
But I'm thinking about doing DIY streams.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to do that instead of, like, gaming, probably.
That'd be pretty good.
Just, like, craft, work along, work with me streams.
Love
to
it.
Keep people company.
Well, we have... Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
So, yeah. I'm everywhere. Twitch, Twitter, whatever, Instagram.
Yeah. And that's our time, actually.
Yeah, we No one else has anything to plug or say anything.
No,
or
plug your shit, Stinky.
Oh, I don't go on X anymore because fuck
it's
that place.
It's so depressing.
It's so depressing. So really, just find me at andrewrosas.ig. I'm on Instagram there, posting my music, posting my painting. I think I'm going to do a little like painting channel,
yeah.
A painting Patreon or something like that.
Yeah,
to, like,
a Patreon.
A Patreon because, I've been making little videos of me painting. And
the color mixing ones is wild.
I'm gonna do some color mixing ones. I'm gonna do like
by the way,
alternate palettes, limited palettes.
No.
Stuff like
when
that.
He says that,
no,
he means,
no, no.
When Andrew does his color mixing, he means,
you know what I mean.
Why is my mic cut off?
Why am I being escorted out of the building? Why am I being DJ Jazzy Jeffed into the parking lot?
Why are they diddying my apartment?
Dude, that was crazy.
Holy
also,
shit.
I got on the plane yesterday and I
on Diddy's plane?
Yeah,
to the Bahamas?
Diddy. Yeah, he was shocked. No, I was getting on the plane to come back from PAX and I took Delta, so they have this fucking screens on the thing, and everyone's screen was just like Diddy house raided by Homeland Security, and I was like, what's going on?
And then all right, we're gonna shut the cabin doors, please turn off your phones. And
the day before that, I was eating lunch. I went to brunch with Iffy and one of his friends, and his friend was telling us insane stories about when he hung out with Diddy. And then literally the next day was like the house raid.
Oh, I wish I had not. If I was that person, I would go and be like, hey, remember all the stories I told you of hanging out with Diddy?
No, I didn't.
I was lying 100%.
I didn't know that he pulled Drake out of a car and beat his ass. That's crazy.
One of my favorite bits from South Park is Diddy did it.
Yeah.
And
it's
now,
just real now.
Now I can bring it back. Diddy did it, I think, allegedly.
Allegedly.
So.
Yeah.
You're doing painting streams.
Yeah, I'm going to start some painting streams because I recorded a bunch of little videos and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I tried to do it during the pandemic, but I was a little bit too ambitious. I tried to stream it on Twitch, but I was a little bit too ambitious because I tried to like hook up like basically three cameras, like one on me, one on me, one on the canvas, one on my palette, so you could see everything that was going on. System could not handle that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to really simplify it. And like, it was like, oh, cool. Do you want to upload this 700 gigabyte file? Like, it was just like, because all the cameras
were TikTok.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So keeping it pared down.
Okay.
Going to just do like real simple stuff.
Yeah. Oh. And we'll be streaming together.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Starting probably pretty soon.
Yeah. And me and Mondo are launching a heist podcast.
Oh, yeah. And so, me and Andrew are hosting a different podcast,
which we'll tell you about later.
And then, the three of us are doing our third thing.
A third secret thing.
A third secret thing.
And then me and Andrew are going to figure something out.
What?
That's right.
No.
Yeah.
I am the glue that holds you together.
Sense.
How fucking dare you?
Oh yeah, nonsense.
Nonsense. Yeah.
Oh, you're doing a show based around perfume and cologne?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll fail. You do it. Go for it.
I think it could work.
Do it.
There's no other way to do it.
Doesn't even have to be a podcast. It could just be like little videos.
Little
series.
Videos, yeah. Yeah. Where we just like hang out and small stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be a video. It could just be you guys hanging out.
Hey, fuck the video. Yeah, friendship?
Yeah, we do that anyway. We never sold lavender. We gotta go.
We didn't. Yes, we gotta go. We gotta go.
What
to Labo.
The fuck are you guys talking about?
We go to
the
lab. To smell the new lavender one.
Mm,
lavender or whatever.
Oh
it is,
my God. Yeah. Yeah, I care so much.
This is why you're not gonna be on it.
Yeah.
That's why it starts.
Because I don't need your stupid scents, all right? I'm a proud Hispanic man. I've got 5 bottles of Curve that my father had, and I keep it in the side door of a fucking
Mitsubishi
GNC.
Eclipse.
Yeah. A fucking SUV, baby. And when I'm feeling fancy, I have Agua de Giorgio or whatever the fuck. in a clear bottle.
Disgusting.
Yeah. If I'm feeling really fancy, I reach into the back seat and grab a Maxim from 2004 and I rub it on my chest.
Yeah. And instead of deodorant, I use the pine fucking car freshener on my pits.
No, not pine, black ice. That's the
That's the sexiest one.
The one you definitely have.
You have black ice in your car right now.
Yeah, I do.
I also have black ice.
Yeah, but I also have leather.
You
do. Yeah,
that's
you do.
Crazy.
But I also have leather. Balance.
You don't just call it ice?
No.
All right, everybody.
Anyway, that's the show.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll definitely be back. I've been Armando Torres, and if you want to follow me again, that's at Mondo Does Stuff, M-A-N-D-O Does Stuff.
I'm Andrew Rosas. Follow me at AndrewRosas.ig on Instagram. Thank you.
My name isn't actually Griff, but it is on this podcast. But if you want to find out my real name, I'm the _ indoor kid everywhere else.
Yeah. It's like an ARG. Go find it.
Go find it.
And we'll see you next week, scamp.
Love you.
Bye.